This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Ismail, if you could just confirm, and if others also can confirm, if I'm audible to all of you. Okay, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. And we thank Him for giving us an opportunity to come together for a new, brand new semester, the fall of 2018. And the topic that I shall be speaking on and making my presentation on is the power of teaching, an opportunity to shape lives. Now this topic, the power of teaching, an opportunity to shape lives, conveys a strong sense of responsibility. Just looking at the slide in front of you should make you feel extremely responsible as teachers. And you will often find that we tend to talk about the need to have good institutions. We talk about having more educational institutions. We talk about creating more literates amongst our people in our society, the Muslim society. But not often do we find ourselves discussing about the need to have teachers who are well prepared, not only in the subject matter, but also prepared to understand the social and emotional needs of the students. And that's a very important point that I wish to make at this point of time, that many of us tend to think that teaching is merely coming and addressing the academic concerns of the students. Teaching is all about understanding what the student wants and giving him or her a solution. However, from an Islamic perspective, and really even from a conventional perspective, teaching is much more about merely addressing academic concerns. It is about pushing the students into lateral thinking. Now I'm using a new term, lateral thinking. One may wonder, what is lateral thinking? Because we have heard of terms like critical thinking. But what is lateral thinking? I'm going to give you a short definition of lateral thinking. You can always do your study and your research and understand what exactly the term means and how we can apply it in our teaching responsibilities, in our teaching duties. Now, lateral thinking is about solving problems by using a creative approach. It is typically viewing a problem from a new light, from an unusual perspective, not the regular perspective from which everyone views it. So when we talk of lateral thinking, we're saying that we need to push our students to start thinking about problems from new perspective, to look out for solutions from a different perspective. But whatever the perspectives are, at the Islamic Online University, we are ensuring that all these different perspectives should be within the Islamic Sharia, the Islamic principles. And that is the beauty about working at the Islamic Online University, that we are not only able to provide a lateral thinking approach, but we are also able to tell them that which one of them is falling within the Islamic Sharia perspective. Which of them are following within the Islamic ethical principles? Subhanallah. How does this differ from critical thinking? Because this term critical thinking is something which many of you must be familiar with. And many of you would be using it. Critical thinking is all about judging the true value of a certain statement. For example, the statement in front of you, the power of teaching, an opportunity to shape lives. When I say critically analyze the statement, you would try to view the statement, try to see the truthfulness in the statement, and try to seek out errors in the statement. That's critical thinking. But we are differing it from lateral thinking. And at Islamic Online University, we promote the culture of lateral thinking. We don't want our students to merely think like any other university students would. And I hope this point is made clear to all of you. So the idea of lateral thinking is to move from one known idea, which everyone does, which everyone has, to something which is creation of new ideas. We need to become idea generators. And that should be the perspective that each of you teachers, each of you faculty members must adopt in your teaching methodology. Now, let's move further. There is another important point that I have to make over here, and that is about the role of the teachers in an Islamic society. And we are saying that the teachers are the most influential people in the society. If you see the profession of all the prophets of Allah, it was about teaching. The prophets of Allah played the role of a teacher. They came to teach the nations. They came to guide the nations towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no less than our own beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even he was a teacher. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu has famously said that the death of 1,000 worshippers is easier to bear for this ummah than to bear the death of a single scholar who has the knowledge of what Allah has permitted and what Allah has forbidden. While this statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu can be closely associated to the knowledge of the Islamic principles, I wish to make all of you teachers over here who are present, some of you are from the Islamic Studies Department, some of you are from the Islamic Psychology Department, the BBA Department, the IBA Department, and so on and so forth. I'm telling that each of you who are present in this room today, this statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu applies to each one of you. Because at Islamic Online University, you are not merely teaching the subjects from the conventional perspective. We are focusing on teaching every single course from an Islamic perspective, giving them an Islamic perspective to everything, whether it is counseling, whether it is business administration, whether it is financial transactions, and of course, Islamic studies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Mujadila, ayah number 11, Allah elevates to high position those from amongst you who are believers, and those of you who have been given knowledge. So the importance of the teacher, the importance of the one who has been given the knowledge, is not only mentioned in the hadith and the sayings of the companions of the Prophet, but it is also testified by the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has mentioned it pretty clearly that the status of one who has been bestowed knowledge and he is a believer is elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very famous hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was that he said, teach others, make things easy for the people around you, do not make it difficult for them, and when you are in a state of anger, keep silent. This statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam should be put up in front of your softboards. It should be there, memorized and present in your mind every time you sit down to address your students. What is the statement? It says, teach others, make things easy, not difficult. And when you are in a state of anger, keep silent. Now, I wish to break down this hadith and see how does this apply to each one of us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, teach others. Now naturally, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to teach others, we mean that you have to teach others about the Islamic principles as well as the conventional knowledge from the Islamic perspective. The evidence of that is the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Several of them where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has spoken on medical issues, he's spoken on counseling, he's spoken on financial transaction, things which are not directly related to ibadah. It has more to do with our day-to-day lives. things where we transact and earn money. But the Prophet ﷺ has given us guidelines, which is, he's given us Islamic perspective to it. So the Prophet ﷺ is commanding the believers to teach. So this aspect of teaching is fulfillment of the command of the Prophet ﷺ. So each of you teachers over here, you are fulfilling the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And then he said, make things easy. The methodology of teaching is explained in just these three words. Make things easy. Using different mediums to teach. Using the audio video system. Using the slides. Using case studies. Using proper mic system. Many of you will be teaching new courses which would require weekly live sessions. You will have to ensure that you have proper mic systems, because they are all part of ensuring that the knowledge transfer is made easy. The language barriers which are there, you need to break those. The cultural barriers which are there. I see people over here who are from different parts of the world. There's somebody who's from Africa, someone from Pakistan, someone from India, someone from Kashmir. From different parts of the world, there are people who are sitting in Europe right now. All of you are here in this room, and all of you will be interacting with students who are spread across the different continents. Cultural barriers will be something which will be a big challenge facing each one of you. Remember the command of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, make things easy. So when there are cultural barriers, you need to learn how to overcome those. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't make it difficult. Using simpler explanations, avoiding complications. And this is something Dr. Bilal Phillips has told me on several occasions that whenever we are talking about Arabic terminologies, we must try and substitute them with English terms, because many of the people don't understand. They find it confusing. So this is a message to each one of you as well, that when you are teaching, and alhamdulillah, Allah has granted you knowledge, but try and use less complicated terms, terminologies, and try to give easier substitutes. Don't be rigid. And this is the beauty of the deen. The deen is all about flexibility. Don't always say this is haram and close the doors. Ibn Uthaymeen, the great scholar of the Muslim Ummah, has said that whenever you say this is haram and you close the door, you need to give an alternative to your community, to your people. So as teachers, when you will tell them, this is not permitted, this is not permissible, don't leave them in a state of closed knowledge. You know, they have no other options. Give them other alternatives. Give them other choices. And if there are no alternatives, push them to seek halal alternatives. And that is all about lateral thinking. We said creation of new ideas within Islamic perspective. And the last command was in that hadith, the exercising of self-control in case of anger. Whenever we teach, whenever we have to make decisions, dealing with students, you will face problems. Because of the cultural barriers, because of the language barriers, some people, when they draft email, you might find that they are extremely rude in terms of the statements and the words that they have used, the choice of words. But how do you react to that? You must remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that strongest is not he who fights, but he who restrains his anger. So the first step is always restrain your anger. And then the Prophet ﷺ has also implored us to remain silent when possessed with anger. Remain silent, rather seek alternative ways of dealing with the problem. And alhamdulillah, I think we're very fortunate that we have amongst us the faculty manager, Sheikh Ismail Kamdar, who, if you go to him with these kind of challenges where the students have reacted in a certain manner, mashallah, he comes up with excellent solutions. I personally have benefited from his knowledge, and I would urge each one of you to also seek his assistance whenever you face these kind of challenges. Towards the conclusion of my presentation, I want to go back to the second statement in front of you in the slide. an opportunity to shape lives. Today, each of you who are present in this room have an opportunity to guide the flock that has been given to you, the students. You have an opportunity to give them the knowledge, not only of the deen, but the knowledge of the dunya from the Islamic perspective. This knowledge of the dunya will become part of their subconscious knowledge, which they shall continue applying till the end of their life. If you are able to transfer that knowledge with humility, with sincerity, you will be teaching them business matters from an Islamic perspective. Can you imagine that you teach them ethical means of dealing in businesses and they apply it till the end of their life? And for that, not only they get the reward, but you also are rewarded. You teach them financial transactions from Islamic perspective, for which not only they are rewarded for dealing in the right manner, but because you were the source of the knowledge, even you shall be rewarded till the end of, you know, it becomes like a sadaqah jariyah for you. You're teaching them counseling from an Islamic perspective. And when you teach them counseling, imagine the number of lives that these people will be impacting in their course of life. And how many people who are benefiting from them, for each of those people who are benefited, you shall be rewarded. And this is like a cycle. This is like a chain reaction. It will continue multiplying. Each of you will be rewarded for it. So we have an amazing opportunity here to benefit, to shape the lives of the people. We need to understand the benefit of changing their perspective today. Many of the people who are going to join us today at the Islamic Online University have studied conventional knowledge. They don't have an Islamic perspective. Today, you have an opportunity to change their approach, change their thought process. And with that change, you also become part of the change. You also become part of the reward. Ali radiallahu anhu famously said that we are in need of people of actions and not people who merely speaks. And this takes me again back to where I started from, lateral thinking. If you are able to encourage lateral thinking along with critical analysis, you will be able to create people of actions. Today we are in need of leaders. We are in need of people who are able to transform lives. We are in need of people who are able to bring about changes. Not merely in need of people who talk. At the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the poet community was very small. There were likes of Hassan bin Thabit, but they were very small in numbers. The numbers of people who brought about changes in the lives of people in terms of action were many. So there is the need of the likes of Hassan bin Thabit, but we need more of Umar ibn al-Khattab and Ali and Uthman and Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with all of them. We have to create people of action, create leaders, create people who transform nation through education, through knowledge, through wisdom. And my respected teachers, my respected faculty members, you are the one who can drive this change. And you have been given this opportunity, and we are fortunate to have each of you at Islamic Online University to make changes in the lives of so many students who are part of our university. Well, with that, I would like to conclude my presentation. Barakallahu feekum, Sheikh Ismail Kamdar, for giving me an opportunity to make my presentation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.